Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 11th of May, recording at 9:53 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. The Asian stock markets were quiet, but mostly a little steadier. One of the better gains was Australia, up 1.15%. The European stock markets were mixed, modest gains to modest declines, but that actually was a weak close relative to where stock markets had been earlier in the day. And the Americas were fairly weak. The S&P closed down 1.1%, that's 15 points. And Brazil down 1.7%. So still back on the defensive there. And long-dated government bond prices mixed. On early closes, the Europeans were weak, the futures, that is. The U.S. futures had been weak early on in the trading, but rallied as Wall Street weakened. And precious metals were walloped. Silver closing near the low of the day, down over $3, $2.31 as I speak. That's at $35.17. Gold off its lows, but still down 14 to 1502. Platinum back under 1800. It's currently at 1779. And palladium was down 13 as well. Crude oil walloped here. The let me just get this right. My God, down $5 here on the WTI. That's taken it back down to 98.80. And I'll just check on the Brent, which is down almost as much. It's pulled it back to 113.04. The grains and beans were lower on the USDA forecast. The metals were down across the boards. The only thing I can see up on commodities was cocoa with a very modest gain. Okay, now what about the dollar? The U.S. dollar was steadier, up to 75.34 for the dollar index. The Aussie slipped back to 107 as I speak, and sterling slightly easier, 163.52. The euro back to 141.95. That's down two, so that's 2 euros. That's weak, and dollar yen's at 81.05. Okay, so what's going on here? Well, this rugby scrum, or that stock markets are caught between these two opposing scrums, really ought to be, and I think will be, won by the commodity markets. Now, they're already starting to come off, but I think they did the damage earlier in the big spike, as I've said before, particularly the I've described it as a moderate spike in crude oil, but crude did move up fairly steadily to get to those highs, and that's weakened GDP growth at a time when investors are a little bit concerned about inflationary pressures and central bank activity. Now, the thing about the commodity price run is that, yes, it's certainly inflationary in the short term, as I've been mentioning, but we need to remember that it introduces deflationary pressure over the medium term, and it's really a tax on consumption. It raises business costs overall, and it's obviously a headwind for equities. And stock markets have remained range-bound for quite some time, helped by the ongoing QE2 and the good corporate profits, but that's, of course, past events. And the stock market is going to discount, I think, a somewhat slower rate of corporate profits and a somewhat slower rate of growth, and that gives it scope to move a little lower. I don't think we're in for any kind of huge sell-off, but I'm posting a report tonight by an old contact, Alex Zuloff, in a money manager in Switzerland. He's looking for 10 to 15% correction, which he thinks will come mostly in the second half of the year. My guess is that it's going to come in this mostly in this May, June. Well, that's yes, and carrying on into the second half of the year through that August and possibly September period. Now, I'm more interested in that in terms of a buying opportunity if it occurs, and you know, and it may not occur. And what I need to say at this stage is that for that reaction, further corrective phase, mean reversion for many stock market indices, but to get that better buying opportunity, and this is kind of shaping up as a decline similar to what we saw in start in April of last year. Although at that point markets had rallied up quite sharply and had become quite overextended, we're certainly less overextended here today. But you know, all of these patterns tend to be somewhat different. But I think that if I summarize, I'd say that I think stock markets will remain range bound at best, and that they're likely to retreat a bit further in here. And I'm more interested in that as possibly creating another good buying opportunity. And I have some cash on the sidelines. I've virtually always retained a cash position. It's more than I need, but it's just it's a just-in-case fund, and I'm not going to go in to equities because I think that they're fair value or they're okay, or that I'm hoping that a momentum move is going to carry prices higher in the short term. I'll go in if I think that we've seen a setback that really creates irresistible valuations. Now, we're not going to get down to record valuations, in my opinion. I don't see the scope for that kind of a big sell-off. But I would describe valuations as reasonable today and likely to be fairly attractive if we get the pullback that Felix Zuloff is talking about, and I think we could very easily. But for that to happen, and there's no guarantee, of course, but for that to happen, we would really need to see Wall Street break its progression of higher lows. And the last reaction low of consequence on the S&P was just below that 1300 level. So we closed tonight at 1342. So we would need to see a move down of that magnitude. Now, if I'm wrong, if that's a little bit too pessimistic, then Wall Street won't pull back that far, and we'll just stay in this broadly ranging phase. I have to say, within that broadly ranging contest, that the best performers, for the most part, are those ASEAN stock markets, which combine the global growth story, the Asian growth story, and also some good commodity stories there as well. And although commodity prices have seen a what I consider to be a welcome setback in here, it's not such a big setback that it's going to weigh overly on those stock markets. But the Wall Street leash effect would certainly kick in if the S&P approached the 1300 level, let alone below it. So I think this is, again, I've said before, this is not an optimum time for money making. And I would probably, in terms of equities, I would be, those of you who are trader oriented, you might want to hedge short or two. I have some. They haven't done me any favors here overall. I've watched my Wall Street hedge go over the last few weeks, my S&P hedge go in and out of profit repeatedly, and probably slightly more time out of profit. But it swung back in my favor here this evening, and I'm going to continue to hold on for a while. What else to mention here? The long-dated government bonds, they look overextended. They were starting to weaken, but they, as I mentioned, they steadied up, and they still have, they may still get a defensive play if equities do weaken a little bit further. I'm inclined to increase my short position in U.S. Treasuries or possibly gilts as an alternative, although I think it's six one, half a dozen of the other, in terms of choice. But again, I'm inclined to react a little bit cautiously in here at this time. I repeat the point that I've made earlier in this broadcast and also on pretty much every other broadcast that this is not an optimum time for making money in these markets. We can only deal with the realities that markets provide. If we get a ranging environment, it's kind of whipsaw territory. And the good news, though, is that that eventually leads to some quite good trending overall. Now, I've got my gasoline short, and although I didn't crease it to my annoyance, I had an opportunity here this morning, and that's pulled back quite sharply here today as well. So I think they're a little bit concerned about the possibility of the Louisiana refineries being flooded. And in currencies, a dollar, I think I said yesterday and perhaps earlier, the dollar looks due for a technical rally in here. So I would expect to see that. And something like the Swiss franc just seems to me to be way overvalued in the sense that the Swiss government certainly does not want to see any additional appreciation in its currency. Think there are a lot of long positions in there and also a lot of short dollar positions, so it may get a temporary contra trend reaction. What else to mention? The grain and bean complex. Said in my review that we'd seen a setback here. The USDA, I haven't actually seen the report, but I gather they came out with some optimistic comments about future crops. Well, we hope they're right, but that's pretty much guesswork at this stage. So they may be trying to talk prices a little bit lower in here. And I think that's pretty much it. I expect commodity markets and stock markets to range at best, but probably be on the defensive, meaning weaken a little bit further. And on that note, all the best. Although I should also say that I will not be here tomorrow, but Owen will be doing the audio and is probably raring to go to record another one of those. I'll be back on Friday. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.